Hi, welcome to Bridal Style Blog Podcast with Dana Butler and Clarissa. How are you, Claire? What's going on over there?
Hi, good evening. Lots going on tonight, but I'm excited.
I know. I heard you're getting ready to lift off from ATL. That's a lot. I love this. Will probably be your last vacation because the culmination of engagement season ends very soon. And
I know.
I'm going to apologize in advance because the show tonight just took a left turn in the last 10 minutes because I just went through the Gmail account. Guys, I am so present, but
what?
I'm just going through something. Claire knows, but yeah. So it's going to sound a little bit like a math lesson tonight, but you guys wrote me, and I always give you exactly what you want. And Claire and I will try and get this vlog up to you because I actually think we kind of probably need a whiteboard and to stand in front of it to break it down for you guys, okay? So Brides of 2015, write in directly to at Dave's desk or at Sweetest Thing Events and ask direct questions. We will help you on an individual basis. We are going to definitely try and get a vlog up to you, but we probably won't be able to do it as soon as we want to because we do have to answer to our editor now, don't we, Claire?
Yes, always. Most definitely.
Always. So when we want to do all this stuff, you know, we do have to answer to somebody and make sure we're able to do it. I'm going to try and answer your questions. I noticed a lot of questions were about math, and hey, you know what? Hated math as a kid. Became a wedding planner, love math, love percentages. So I'm going to try and help you. I would love to work with a number. So if everybody can just cue a calculator up or grab a calculator, and we'll probably go from there, okay? Because I'm going to really answer your questions tonight. If I don't get to them on the podcast, I will get to them on Instagram, on Twitter, and I'm going to respond to all of your emails directly. Okay.
Sounds good.
And I noticed we have a lot of calls out there. Guys, if you want to talk, just speak up. We're here for you. I want to hear this. Budget is something that, you know, there are certain numbers you want to talk about when you're getting married, the day you got engaged, 4, 5, 6 tiers of a wedding cake. What's the average temperature of the day you're going to get married? I mean, there are many numbers. The one number nobody wants to talk about is that what? Budget. That's the
budget.
One number. No, I don't like it either. Oh, my God. When I am in a shoe section, the last thing I want to hear is what my bank account is saying because my imagination is somewhere else.
I know. But numbers are so important in wedding planning. You have to know what your budget is. It has to be an honest conversation. It's something you can't avoid. So that's why we're talking about it tonight.
Exactly. And we have to talk about it early on, guys. So for everybody who's engaged after Valentine's Day, make sure you share and download this podcast if you are already here. I guess I don't have to say that, so maybe we should post that, Claire. Because this is such an important beginning step. This is, you just got the cat. I will, I do. Before you even set your wedding date, you need to listen to what we're saying tonight because it is more than important to know where you jump off to where you go, okay? And I'm not talking about I have $5,000 in my savings and I want a wedding for $25,000. I'm talking about how do we budget your wedding for no matter what type of money you have. I mean, really, guys, you can get married at any price point. It's really accommodating your budget. That's the problem. And you don't want to offend your partner, so you guys have to have these difficult conversations. I know it's hard when you're shopping for, like, oh, my gosh, it has to be really frustrating to talk about budgeting when you just want to go dress shopping. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into who pays for what. I'm not going to give you a worksheet. If you write me directly at bridaldays@gmail.com, that's B-R-I-D-A-L, dayis@gmail.com. I will definitely answer every single question on a one-to-one basis. Everything's confidential. You know I post to Instagram. Claire runs a Twitter page and a Bridal Star IG. We will definitely accommodate all your answers because this is so important. And we know it's boring. Hey, trust me. You should have seen us running around for Fashion Week. We don't want to do that either. But guess what, guys? We all got to stop and do it. Let's start off here. Who's paying for what? Now, I love my family. Love my mother. Like my dad. Yeah. But guess what? I would never ask my mother to pay for my wedding, and I don't think my dad would. So that's a lot of different. Everybody's family dynamic is different. Ladies, if you have your parents paying for the wedding, just be respectful. That's it. Just be respectful to your parents. Don't ask them to pay for crazy stuff. Be respectful within the money you know that they have allocated to your wedding day. I'm talking to the rest of you. The United States, shout out to the President Obama, State of the Union. I hope I don't really offend anybody, but I was so happy about it last night. I just want to say yes, thank you. I mean, I'm so happy to finally be considered, but I don't want to offend anybody. We're not here for that. What we're here for is budgeting, because I have a feeling a lot of brides and grooms in America, despite political affiliation, are going through tough times. Incomes are lower than they've ever been, and everybody has a chance and deserves a wedding day. So what I will say is, guys, let's work within your budget. Now, here I'm in New York. I am not a luxury wedding planner. My weddings sometimes look like luxury, but guess what? I am a median to moderate price wedding planner. It's just that being in New York, our minimums are $60,000, $80,000 here. That's our minimums. But somewhere else, I think, what is it? I think it's Idaho is the cheapest place to get married, right? The average wedding in Idaho is $16,000. Yeah. The average wedding in Idaho is $16,000. That's the cheapest place to get married. After you pay for a hotel and everybody to get there, you might as well have spent your $22,000, $25,000, that's the average cost. It does not mean if you don't have $22,000 or $25,000, it doesn't mean you're not supposed to get married. It means we have to work your budget in a certain way. And we're going to take you through all of that. It's going to sound like a math lesson. Some of you may hang up. I see you on the blog. Thank you. Thank you. Please stay with us. Share with us. Speak up. But I know it's a boring topic, but it's a topic that needs to be spoken about because I don't think a lot of people are. And you know what? That's what we do here. We talk about everything new and real in wedding planning. So, who's paying for what? Claire.
Yes. Ready to
get
into it.
You had a crowdfunding wedding at one time, no names. You had a crowdfunding wedding, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, you cannot fund your wedding with a crowdfunding. You cannot fund your wedding through your friends paying for the individual plates. You cannot fund your wedding through hopes and dreams. You need a hard number. So that means you have to A, have a difficult conversation. So that five-year-old girl has to have a conversation with the woman you are today, be it 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever you are today. That girl who used to play with her cousins and put the pillowcase on her head and hold the Barbie or whatever she could get out of the garden, she needs to have a conversation with the woman she is today. I mean, we all did it. Excuse me, guys. We all did it. She has to have a conversation with her real self before she goes to her fiancé. So that your inner child has to speak to your grown woman and has to say, what are my must-haves, meaning your expectations? What are your must-haves? What do you want? If you really want the red dress, okay, we know we have to budget a red dress. If you really want to get married at a certain venue, okay, we have to budget the venue. Shrink the list. If you really want, you have to really know what you want going in. And that's a real conversation. Don't say, it doesn't matter to me, sweetheart, as long as I marry you. When that five-year-old little girl was having her wedding with a plane dropping her down and all, it's not going to work for you because you'll always feel lack. And you don't want to feel lack while wedding planning because while you're dreaming of wearing something or doing something and you're doing everything but that, then the process gets muted. I mean, Claire, right? It gets a little bit, it doesn't take a dark
yes.
tone, but it takes a lost tone. And we don't want you to lose because you're waiting for me.
Piggyback just a little bit. You know what's been happening a lot lately with my brides? They say, you know, I want this specific budget. Me and my fiance agreed on this. But my mom wants to invite all of these people, and I can't go against my mom. What can I do? We can't.
Ooh, you're jumping far ahead. We were going to do guests last. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But guess what? Mothers are usually willing to pay for their tables. And guys, guess what? I didn't want to go here. I'll go here. The people your mother invites to your wedding will be the people who give you the best wedding gifts.
Yes, I've seen that time and time again.
And make no mistake, it's your mother's wedding too. Do not think that it's my wedding, I do it my way, it's all my day. Hello, it's your mother's day too. I mean, that's just, I have nothing to say against that, because in the weddings, in the rooms I've stood in, it's the mother's day too. Even if the mother was unhappy and miserable, she was happy her girlfriends got to see her baby girl or her son get married.
Yeah, that's right. She's no longer miserable.
In my opinion, every mother deserves two tables, yeah. And I'll be honest, every mother deserves two tables. Sorry, guys. That's my take on it. Claire, you can give different advice because we're not clones. So you can help them with a different opinion. Personally, I feel that every mother deserves at least two tables.
I take it on a case-by-case basis. You know.
Those are difficult conversations, though. I mean, like, you need to have that talk with your fiancé, and your fiancé is going to say, okay, we're going to spend $18,000. Okay, fine. Know that you're going to go north of any budget you agree on, okay? So that's why you're going to sit down with that pen and paper, discuss a number that you're both comfortable with, not lend money to friends. Shout out to the bride who wrote me earlier today. Do not lend money to friends that you need back for your wedding. First of all, any friend who asks you to loan them money from your wedding fund, and if they didn't have the money, they can't pay it back. So don't loan it, okay? And you have to have those difficult conversations with people. You have to have a difficult conversation with yourself. Then you're going to have a difficult conversation with your fiance. Then you're going to bring it to your family. Because people will say things like, I'm going to buy your cake. Or, oh, you know what? I always like wedding photography. Let me buy your photographer. People are going to do that. And sometimes, although unfortunate, people will promise things that they do not do, and it kind of leaves you guys stuck.
Mm.
So I want you to plan for your pockets. Do not plan for promises on the wind. Do not plan for abstract, especially anything that happens in public. If somebody says, I'm giving you your bachelorette party. Do not plan for abstracts. Be happy for everything on top. We call that lanyap in Louisiana. Do not plan on somebody else helping you unless it is a parent or sibling. It's a viable sibling, somebody who shows up. Yeah. I don't want you to get your heart broken. I've seen it too many times where best friends have said, I'm going to do this. We're going on a cruise, then we're going to Vegas, and then we're going to go to Maldives. Nothing happens. And then the bride is left scuffling, trying to hide it from her fiancé that this person never showed up. Don't do that to yourself. Plan your own pockets. Never spend somebody else's money. Even if they say, oh, my gosh, thank you. Can you give it to me by February 4th? They don't meet the deadline. Keep it moving, you know. Keep it all light and airy. I know it's hard. Money is a very ugly topic, but we all need it, right? So what are you willing to spend, guys? There's a reason, I think, that the vows, what is it? Claire, it's for richer, for poor, right? I think there's no way that you and your spouse will see eye to eye on budgeting and finances. You're two total different entities. Do not think that because your fiance doesn't understand the fact that you need these Bagley Mishka Hills is a reason to not get married. That's crazy. Okay, I can understand the dress. Do not think that, you know, if you want to spend north of 10% of the budget on floral when you should spend 6% only, that, oh, he or she doesn't really love me because they don't understand. I really need to look like Preston Bailey. No. No two people will ever agree on how to spend money exactly.
No, never. And I think also during this process is really like a prerequisite for when you get married, because once you're married, you're going to have to deal with financial for the rest of the marriage, you know, from, you know, money to budgeting, all sorts of things that have to deal with money. So you guys better nip it in the bud while you're engaged and get this budget thing down to a science.
Exactly. And you know what? Like, kind of incorporate tools for your marriage so far as be honest and gracious with each other. Try being honest and gracious with your partner. I can understand why you feel that way. Listen, when I play with my Barbies, and don't care how insane it sounds, be insane. Be insane because you're getting married. You can't hide anything from this person anymore. So make sure you're gracious and honest with yourself and with your difficult conversations. Even with your parents. What you going to pay for, Mom? You know what I mean? You're not going to pay for anything? Don't huff and puff. Oh, she's not in it. Keep it moving. Just keep it moving. And you know what? More often than not, how many times have I seen parents for those luxuries at the end? I mean, the thing I think is more important is that money is such a hot topic. It's such a topic we get frustrated because there's never enough. Even when there's a lot, there's never enough. We got to start thinking of pausing, thinking correctly, and being gracious and honest with ourselves and others. Type of money. And you don't want to explain that, you know, I don't want you to stretch my savings account and I don't want to empty my savings account. You don't want to feel uncomfortable. If you're feeling uncomfortable, then every time you have to speak to a vendor, you're going to have a problem. You're going to feel uneasy. You're going to resist it. And then wedding planning just becomes like a doom.
Yeah, and that's when all the stress just comes tumbling down, and nobody can see eye to eye on anything, and it's like a domino effect across the entire wedding planning and engagement process. It's just, it's horrible. Like you say, you can't even meet with a vendor without feeling anxious or nervous about
feeling
it.
Feeling a little bit weird about it, and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know what? I do have a thing. Sit down as a couple. Sit down together. Write your wish list of every single thing you would like. Fantasy on one column and must-haves on another. Right?
I like fantasy. I like the fantasy.
So then, of course, girl, so do I. So then, but I can't get married in five places at one time. So that, that will be on my fantasy column. So now next, what you're going to do. So imagine this, guys, pen and paper in hand. You write down one column fantasies, one column must-haves, and let your partner do the same thing. Next, create a three-strike rule. Not that scientific, but listen, three-strike rule. Okay, ready? Three-strike rule is three rejections of why the other person can't have this. I said so is not one, guys, because it's stupid. Is not another. I don't want it is omitted. Okay? You guys are allowed to rewind at this point and listen to those rules again. All right? So keep in mind that your estimate of what you're going to spend is probably not in reality because things increase every year and what you may want isn't affordable, or maybe it is, or maybe it's less, but make sure you guys, you know, have realistic numbers. And so let's just focus on fantasies and must-haves. Because I said so is not a viable rejection. You have to have a three-strike real rule to strike out the other person's list. So, like, okay, I want to get married in January upstate and ride in on an elephant. Obviously, the elephant is out. Because it's snowing upstate New York. So that's something you can strike out. I want to get married in a Elijah Vaughn and with gold and natural gold jewelry. Well, that we got to wait and we got to explore. Why? See, and this is how this works. And you go back and forth and back and forth. And this is a method that I use with my couples. And you can write into me, hey, guys, this is a real, look, these are secrets. You can write in and I will show you and walk you through it, okay, how to do this. This is very important. This alleviates a lot of drama. I call it the wedding report, but it alleviates a lot of drama and planning because you literally have an expectation guideline. So, how are you paying for your wedding? Where is this money coming from? You guys need to have that conversation. Guys, don't go and spend your house account for it. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, too. So once this three-strike rule is put into place, is this like, where do they go from there? Once they both have their list together, do you bring them back together, or do you have the bride and groom?
Oh, yes. You have to meet in pen in hand. Let's say you meet today on January 21st with your list of your must-haves and your fantasies. And okay. We strike through a lot of them. Then February 21st, you sit down again. You have to have the meeting of the minds. It's so imperative to not only happiness, it's imperative to know what the other person expects. And it's going to kind of, like you said, Claire, it's going to give you guys a training ground of how to handle bills through your marriage. So basically, this is just a tool how couples deal with things, not only couples, how companies, everybody else deals with things. So basically, what we're doing is you hear the person out, and you can't omit their wish or their want because you said so. You have to listen to it, see if it applies to the budget. If it doesn't apply to the budget, you have to explain to them why they cannot have it. And more than often, the other person will see that because guess what? They're marrying you.
Absolutely.
Now, here's another trick. Everyone will say get one credit card. One credit card. I'm going to say get a savings account.
Get
a savings account with a very high interest rate. And let me tell y'all something. This is something that I know you've heard me say if you're on the blog. Shout out to everybody. I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm so excited. I'm going to start clicking on those microphones. So if you have questions, get them ready. I'm going to say hello and say your area code. So listen for your area code. If you hear your area code, start talking. If you don't hear yourself on the blog, then that means it's somebody in your same area code, and I'm going to click you next, all right? So back to the savings account. Everyone will say to get a credit card. Get one credit card that you use for the wedding, and that's great. Get that credit card. What I'm going to say is get that high-interest savings account. You have $20,000 for your wedding? Put it in that high-interest savings account. Here you go. And this is what I don't want to see you do. Shoot me, caterers and vendors, but this is what wedding planners do. Only minimum deposits. That's it. I don't want pay scales. I don't. That money does more for you in your account than it does in your vendor's account. Sorry, guys. Love you, mean it, but seriously. Every payment you give to a vendor, you get locked more and more in. That deposit locks in your date, and that's enough. And here's another thing, guys. Always ask for a discount. Always. Just ask. Even if they say no, just ask. And if they get offended, do you really want to stomp around with them on your wedding day? I mean, it wasn't that serious.
No.
Always ask for a discount. Always only pay the deposit. That's how you handle wedding vendors. Sorry, wedding vendors.
Apology at the end, like, sorry.
Hey, a lot of my best friends are wedding vendors, but
I was gonna say I know some of them might even be listening too.
Yeah, I see some of those numbers out there. You know I love you, girl, but you are not getting that money. Does more for my couple in their savings account because that interest they earn, they can either rip out to themselves later. Or they can use it towards spending for more. This is what you guys have to do.
Okay.
All right, and ideally, guys, if you're going to have 10 to 20% of your paycheck pulled out, like I know a lot of people are allocating a little bit more, you know, you send out, you say, okay, we're going to spend 10% each on our wedding funds. Great. In that case, why are you paying your deposits to other people? You know who I'm talking to. You know I'm talking to y'all. Don't do that. Put it in an online savings account and let that interest, you know, I know interest isn't paid a lot now, but your money works for you with you, not with other people. You already paid the deposit. You locked in a date. Pay the money. I'm not saying hold the money and book till later. I'm saying pay the deposit, hold the money in your high-yield savings account, and leave it there. A lot of people tell me, well, Dave, I got spending issues. Well, guess what? Your wedding planning ground is the ground to work this out because you're marrying somebody else, and if you're that undisciplined, they need to know that.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad sign right up front if you say you can't control it, you
know. You know what? I don't even think it's a bad sign. I think a lot of people struggle with that. I just think that let's get it out now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's get it out now. Let's work on it now. Yeah, let's do the work now. Let's go, you know, let's get you some help. You know, I personally, guess what? Homegirl would need the help too. Do people even say homegirl anymore? Anyway, so.
I don't know.
Some people want to set up a CD. Some people want to set up a CD. And I'm going to hurry up right here and speed up and run through percentages because I know people want it breakdowns. And, you know, I love finance. So set up a bank certificate, okay, a CD. And make sure if you put a large amount of money away. Now, mind you guys, please, if somebody owes some money to somebody, don't open a bank account and open a CD. If you know you got a judgment out there, if you know you owe somebody something, I wouldn't suggest it.
Oh,
but
wait a minute.
Everybody on the up and up.
Someone on Twitter say they still say homegirl.
Thank you, homegirl. Okay, good. You're my new best friend. Meet me next week.
That was beauty in the details.
Oh, I like beauty in details. But you know I love that, Claire. That is, shout out to MG Hair and Makeup. You guys look out for her. We're doing really big things, and we're going to have a great surprise for the brides on the blog. Hopefully, by the end of the week, we're going to save you guys money on honeymoons, beauty, wedding supplies. We're going to save wedding planners on wedding supplies. We have so much stuff coming. I'm shaking in my boots. Shout out to the brands that they say homegirl. So listen, avoid withdrawing money from your IRAs unless you're buying property, guys. And I know I'm not a financial consultant, but some of you are doing that out there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Bride A, my girl. I'll see you Saturday. But don't do that, guys. Don't do that. That's not worth it. So I have a bride, and here's a question that I got earlier today that her parents and future-in-laws are contributing financially, and does she get to say how much they spend? Let's open up these phone lines.
Yes.
Hello, 201, are you there?
See what everybody has to say tonight. Hello.
Hello, 201, are you there? Okay, I know this is so painstaking for everybody, but I gotta let everybody get a time to speak because it's a blog and we all want to interact with each other. Hey, 913, are you there? Some people just call and listen. Hello, 415, are you there? Hello, 816, are you there? We are speaking to area codes only. That is your identifying number is your area code. 816, you want to say something? All right, we're going to bring in 678. 678, are you there? 678? You know what? I have a feeling these are a lot of people who want to see who's winning that wifey hubby T-shirt giveaway. Shout out to LA 323, are you there? I always favor 323. I bet that's Taj. Taj, is that you? I've been waiting to talk to her forever. So, guys, we're always going to do that. I know it's painstaking sometimes, but I have to let people have the opportunity to talk, okay? So let's break it down in percentages. Well, let's answer that question first. If your parents or future-in-laws are contributing, do you get to say how much they spend? No. No.
Never.
If your parents are, like, purchasing the whole day, which they'll never commit to, I mean, some do, some don't, ask them straight up, okay, you're going to pay for my wedding, so what do you expect to oversee?
That's fair.
Okay.
You're paying for my wedding. What do you expect to oversee? What do you expect to be in charge of for my wedding day? You got to have those real conversations, guys. And, you know, if somebody is, like, kicking in $5,000, that doesn't let them control your wedding. You let them know, oh, my God, thank you so much. This is going to be used so greatly and appropriately. That's it. Unless they're paying for the entire day, you can do what you want. Really. On the other side, which is a question I get a lot, is if your relatives aren't volunteering to pay. That happens, too. Now, if your parents aren't volunteering to pay.
Let me see. Dana, we have someone on Twitter.
Yeah?
Well, I'll let you finish,
right.
And I'll let you know what they said on Twitter.
If your parents aren't offering to pay, they probably don't have it, because I think parents feel really bad when they can't help you financially. So, you know what I mean? Sit down with your fiancé and your fiancé's parents separately and have that real conversation again. I will say that. All right. It is 8:32, guys, and we're going to answer the Twitter question, but right now we have to answer who won the Wifey Hubby T-shirt giveaway.
Yes. This has been a huge giveaway. Oh, my goodness.
It has been so great. We have given away Tiffany China or glassware. We've given away Tiffany's a few times. We have given
shout
away
out to
couture.
Sellers. Yes.
Yeah, we have given away things that are insane. And this is our giveaway ever. Everybody's dying for KT's.
Oh,
and I don't blame them. KT's is an amazing product. And you know what I like about it? It's something that you can welcome people with, especially you destination wedding planning people. Do not be cheap. Everybody deserves a T-shirt. Just saying. If I bought a plane, I would like a T-shirt and a bag. I want a bag and I want a T-shirt. You know what I mean? Hello? I paid and I took my vacation time. Come on. Come on, guys. Be fair. Budget that in. You know, destination weddings are not a way to save money. It's a way to have a great wedding and give everybody that vacation experience that they'll remember forever and ever. But back to the Wifey Hubby T-shirt giveaway. Guys, we are so amazed at how you responded to this, and we've done giveaways, and we've had people who have done not so nice things, right, Claire?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Claire's still in consultation about that. She's dealing with that. She's dealing with the people. She can't believe people would be crooked.
I have a thing about that. Like, if you are, you have to be a real married couple or a real engaged bride to participate.
We love everybody. We love everybody, but we do want to give the giveaways to real people, and we were so honored that real people recently wed and brides, and you know what? Actually, older couples could have did it too. We're so honored that you guys participated. We're very honored that our winner had her, not entire, because their church is pretty big, but she really got a lot of participation. And Katie is on the phone. Katie?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We're good. Hey. We're good. We're going over the unpopular subject of wedding budgets.
Oh, yes. Always a good subject.
Yes, and we have a lot of people on the blog right here in the studio. And, you know, you're here to let them know about who the winner is. But I would like you, what's your opinion, Katie? So if someone's in-laws can't afford to contribute as much as the other's parents, how do you think they should handle the situation? I mean, you're pretty positive, so what do you think they can do? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but there's a lot of questions tonight about parent roles and stuff like that when it comes to budgeting. So if you know, I'm getting married, my in-laws can't afford to contribute, my parents are like, sure, baby, whatever. How does a person deal with that?
Well, you know, I think it can definitely be a tough situation. It can get a little awkward, but I think, you know, to communicate about it would be the best way. In my opinion, you know, just be upfront and say, you know, listen, this is the situation and, you know, this is how, I guess, just decide with, you know, as a couple what you feel comfortable about, you know, who they get to invite.
Exactly, because you can't bleed water from a stone.
Yeah, I
think that people have to have those real conversations so far as, okay, I may want my wedding to look like this, but I have to understand that I can't drag people who cannot pay for it into my fantasies.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just not fair. It's not right.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like everybody's had them. You have that wedding party or that dinner party, right? Let's say you have a dinner party at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have that person who brings that bottle of wine that you would never drink.
Yeah.
Now, I have a shout out to my very best friend. My best friend always says, let's turn it into sangria.
Yes, that's exactly what I do.
Yeah. There you go. And it's done.
So this is the approach we need you to take. It's a blending of families. It's a, who doesn't love sangria? It's a blending. You have to learn how to do these techniques, and this is going to help you throughout your marriage and through your life. So it's unpopular, but it definitely works. What is popular are these hubby wifey teas. Katie, tell us something about your brand. Katie and I met at the Wedding Salon here in New York City, and she has such an amazing product. I had to stop and say hello. I was hugging people, saying hello, and scouting out for new products, which I love because we love everything.
I love it.
We bumped into Katie. I know. And Katie, we've actually, to be honest, we've had the wifey shirts, but we love your product. Tell us how you're doing.
Oh, thank you. You know, I just try to find different materials, like to add some variety. I like to use glitter or a little leopard print or metallics. I mean, people love metallics lately. So, and that's, you know, what I did the hubby wifey in those gold, it's like a gold foil. I mean, and they're completely customizable. So, you know, if somebody's not so into leopard print and they want like a pink or a blue or a black or a white, you know, they can do really whatever they want. So I just like offering a different variety of to suit people's different personalities.
And I noticed you do welcome bag, tote bags. I really like that idea.
Yeah.
So if a bride wanted to have something like that for welcome bags, or, I mean, like they could reach out for you and get the customized so far as, this is Blake and Ryan's wedding, Bermuda 2015.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that idea. I love that. And perfect. I love the whole, I got sauced at Blake's bridal, I mean, bachelorette.
Yeah.
I love that.
Or wedding hashtags are big, too. Like a lot of, like, bachelorette party or wedding party hashtags. They put them on the back of the tank, so it looks really cute.
You know, I love that, too. Our friend of the blog, Sandy Malone, in Puerto Rico, she was saying how people always know it's a wedding by the bags. So people are on an island, they see these bags, but people are somewhere see the bags, and they're like, oh, they're the bags. So I think tote bags are a big deal when you have destination weddings or even your bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I like that.
Very,
it's
very
good. For the welcome bag, when the guests arrive to the hotel and they have all the goodies down in the bag. Oh, that is,
yeah.
And it's just a great keepsake. You know, they'll always have that forever. And so,
and guys, our good friend told us who knows who knows a lot about destination weddings always have a bottle of water in those tote bags, a large bottle of water, because not everybody's comfortable drinking water everywhere. So, Katie, I guess here we are. We're here now. We're going to say something. Let's do it. I'm nervous.
I know.
Drum roll.
You want me to announce it?
Yeah.
Okay, of course.
Okay, so the winner is, with the last I checked, it was 1,180 likes. Bree Free on Instagram.
Yes! Congratulations!
Congratulations!
We're going to play some wedding bells for you. We are so happy for you. Claire hates these wedding bells, so I just had to play them for her.
You saved those bells? Oh!
Oh, I saved the dolls just for you.
But you know what?
And hubby Q. Tell hubby Q I played the wedding bells for him. Yeah, so that's great. We are so excited. She was great. She was wonderful. She had a great support. Girl, everybody loves you. You guys are blessed. Continue to be blessed. You guys definitely win. I know that that's your daddy's signature and the whole congregation signature. Mm-hmm. You guys win. You guys win. And to everybody who did not win, which Katie has something still for people who did not win tonight. Katie, could you explain how people can go on and purchase products?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing offering 10% off. All you have to do is enter the promo code BSB10 when you check out. And if there's any problems,
that's amazing.
So guys, but it should be good to go.
Guys, so that's really amazing. Not everybody wins. Not everybody loses. Everybody's a winner. So if you didn't win tonight, guess what, guys? You can still buy the hubby wife tees. You can buy your tote bags. You can buy your bridal bachelorette shirt. You can buy your groom shirt. You can buy anything. And you get a discount. You get a 10% discount. Using, what is it again, Katie?
A BSB10.
Oh, BSB10 for bridal style bride.
Yes, that's
right. We are so excited. We're going to announce that on our IG page, and Claire's going to put it on the Twitter page. Katie, you're welcome to hang out with us, or you can depart whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're going to get to Twitter right now. So, Claire, what are they saying on Twitter? What's going on?
At Beauty and the Details, she had a question about, at KT's, Kate, she wants to know, are these items offered for wedding planners as well, the totes, the aprons, or is it only for brides and married couples?
Or which items? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. Which items?
She said the custom totes and aprons.
Are you kidding me? We just said, text her back. By the way, we love you, because you said I could call you homegirl, so you're my homegirl now. So,
one,
I love you.
Can use
for everybody. All our giveaways are for everybody. By the way, guys, we're going to announce our next one, but we're going to post Katie's for a while. Everything's for everybody. You can still purchase from Katie and KT's. Just use the code and get a 10% discount, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, anybody can use it. We don't.
Yeah, anybody can use
Everybody's
it.
Everybody's welcome.
There are no limits here at BSB.
Absolutely.
That's what we're about, no limits. Now, guys, I know we have a lot more budget questions, but I am exhausted. So I'm going to run through just one person's thing, but I think I'm going to be better off posting it. Because it's so far, it's like flowers are 6% of the budget. Gifts, and that's what Katie's there for, gifts are 3% of the budget. The thing about Katie's product is that it doubles as a gift, guys. So you get to have everybody lined up, and symmetry makes everything look beautiful in pictures. Remember that. Symmetry makes everything look beautiful. If your bridesmaids are walking along the beach and they have different bags, that's nice. They're pretty, right? But if they're walking along the beach and they all have the same bags, photo op. So Remember, symmetry makes everything beautiful. Allocate that coin. 50% of your budget should go to your bridesmaids and ushers' gifts. Okay? Some people like to incorporate the bride and groom gifts for that. I always like taking things out for my partner away from it, but that's another story. Write me at bridaldays@gmail.com, and we will answer any of your questions. We are going to jump off, and we're going to revisit budget again because I have, like, I think 8 more points to make, but we're going to visit it after Tijani's giveaway. We're going to announce it later after engagement season. Yes, we're going to get deep into it. We're going to answer the real stuff later. But, guys, always write in. We want to say goodnight. Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now you're sitting in the blog.
Thank you
can't go anywhere.
Me. Yeah, for having me.
You can't go anywhere. You're stuck with us now.
Okay.
And
so,
guys, we'll actually do something called the good, the wood, and the ugly. Guys, make sure you go to KT's, check out the website, peruse around, see what you like. If you don't like something, you don't fall in love with something, she can customize anything. Look how wonderful that is. So you can always tweak it to make it your own. That's very important. You get couture without the floor prices. So I would definitely run over there and use that that code if I were you. And Claire, good luck on your trip, sweetie. Enjoy your break. You deserve it.
Thank you.
All right. Get back here. It's engagement season.
I'll be right back. I won't be gone too long.
Yeah, exactly. And, guys, I will say also that, I will say also that we're here. BSB has a new look today. And, oh, Katie has an editorial up on the news page. Go over there and read it right now. Hurry up. BridalStyleBlog.com. Hurry up. She's going to go on the party page eventually, but right now she's on the news page. So go ahead and hurry up and read her article. She gives bridesmaids so many tips on how to purchase gifts for their bridesmaids because guess what? A lot of times brides have no idea what to get their girlfriends, okay? A third of her cost is your cost. Does that make any sense? Whatever, one third of her cost is your cost. So if your bride, whatever she pays for hair, earrings, makeup, know that you owe her one third of what you've required for her to spend for your wedding. So don't go and give her one pair of $15 earrings. It's not going to cut it, okay? You got to load those bags up with gifts because she showed up for you and she's aiming up for your bridal party or your bachelorette. We're going to talk about that when we revisit budget. Guys, thank you so much. We don't want to keep you. We kept you here. And I'm so happy, everybody. We're going to give everyone a last chance to speak. 3-2-3, are you there? Okay, we're going to turn off that mic. Hey, 678, are you there? You know, I'm so happy to have all the listeners, but I definitely just want to make sure everyone gets a chance to speak. 816, are you there? Guys, just remember, your area code is your code to speak. 913, are you there?
I am.
All right, well, guys, thank you. Oh, okay,
hi.
913.
It's
awesome. 913, hi.
Busy.
Welcome to the blog.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
We are actually really good. We're so happy.
We're doing great.
Well, I appreciate the show, and you guys did a great job.
Oh,
thank you. You're on air with us now. So what are your thoughts about wedding budgets? We're curious. We want some input.
Budgets are very important no matter whether it's a wedding, business, personal, anything. And you guys covered budgets, whether someone's getting married. I mean, I could use the advice just personally as well.
Thank you. You know, because without money problems, everything would be great in the world, right?
Would be.
I really feel that my one problem is money. I wouldn't have any other problems in the world. So that's great. Thank you so much. Guys, we are so happy. We're going to see you next Wedding Wednesday when we talk about applying that budget to spaces and places. And we're going to navigate how to choose places, not only according to budget, according to offerings. So, guys, we can't wait to see you next Wednesday, and that's my sign to get off. And we look forward to seeing you. Meet us on IG, Twitter. We're here.
Too.
And definitely go to bridalstyleblog.com. We can't wait to see you again, guys. Katie, thanks for being a part of the blog, and we'll see you soon. Have a great
night,
everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.